Hello. It's Tuesday, the 5th of March in the year of our Lord, 2024. There's been major problems with internet today. Mine wouldn't stay online this morning. Then we had a Facebook outage. First of all, Catherine and I thought we'd been taken down off Facebook. She phoned me up, "Can you get on there? Have you been taken down?" I couldn't get on. So we had to phone around. Then we found out no, there was an hour and a half outage. And ever since then, Kat can get online for 2 minutes and then it's dropping. So if she can get in, she will. So it's just myself and lovely Christine over in Alabama. Hello.
Hello.
So we're going to start where we always do with Hate Watch. So yesterday we talked about the photographs that were put out of Kate. What I edited out of the show because it was all muffly and it sounded horrendous was that those photographs weren't actually shown when they were first came out to British press. It wasn't. I only found it on Page Six, and there were other American outlets, but on the British mainstream press, they reported on the story, but they did not publish the photos. So I'm sure everyone's seen them by now. You zoom in. To me, that's Pippa. To me, and reports from people from outside the country, is this is Pippa Middleton meddling and making Kate to kind of still be relevant using Pippa. But the other thing is, Kate Middleton is the Princess of Wales. Next, that William and if she's they're still together, supposedly in line, she does not go anywhere without Secret Service. And if she's able to get in the car and go for a drive with mother, why can't she stand at the door and give a little wave?
Well, and even if they were going to go for a drive, they would have a driver. They're not,
Well, if
that's
the
the deal.
mum did want to drive herself, Secret Service
Yeah.
would be one in
So
front and one
close.
behind, and one maybe in the car, whatever. But it was such, you could see it's a, they were in the perfect position. They're coming down a very quiet little, they could have been on any road. They're going to be just driving through their country estate, and there's somebody on the side. Yeah, it's so obvious. I think this is Kate's mum. Maybe trying to get the distraction that her brother, who is this gangster type living in Ibiza, living it up and partying, is going into the Big Brother house. And I don't know how long the celebrity ones are in there for. But at least 4 or 5 weeks he's going to be in there. And it's
Well,
obviously going to start spilling some
every.
beans. So was that picture put out just to divert people's attention? I don't know, but they're getting very desperate. And I do believe somebody said there were reports of her. She's actually going to start making her appearance soon. So I don't know. We're still looking for Kate. I want to see proper proof of life. What about
Yeah,
Christine?
I it. It is so blatantly obvious that they are just pandering, trying to come up with anything they can to get to get us off their back. And it's not going to happen. We recognize truth and we recognize lies and we're all being lied to and we just want the truth. So until they come out with the truth, with proof of life, somebody needs to come out and say, okay, here's the timeline. We know this should look, it looks shady as all get out because it is shady as all get out. All these deaths, all these little coincidences, none of it's adding up, but it does add up. So for anybody that knows math, you're pretty good. And for the rest, for the royals, they're really messed up. I don't think they're going to walk away from this one.
It really is. Turn. It's just all a load of nonsense. Like, I don't care about Kate Middleton. I do care
But it
that they're being, we pay these, we, you know, this, we're funding this royal family and look at the crimes they've committed. And there's something weird going on. She's not been seen. Fake pictures. Like, what the hell's going on?
And even the royal flush.
Yeah, go on. Go with that. Go with that.
So we noticed, you know, there's just been so many things changing in the royal family lately. Like, let's be honest, there's a lot of people that we don't think are still the same people. There's a lot of things that we think some may have been taken out and removed and just aren't going to be seen anymore. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it all works out. We're just speculating because nobody's giving us facts. So, you know, your mind speculates. But then you pull up the royal, what was it? You had sent me a link that was so interesting.
Well, I went on because it was just, I think it was an article, wasn't it? About the royal household or something. And then it came up with jobs for the royal family.
Right, with the job openings for the royal family. And it was
on the royal household. It's the royal household website.
Correct. It looks like they're hiring for almost every position. It looks like they have literally had a royal flush and everybody's gone and they're rehiring for everything.
Well, there's not that, but compared to how many staff, really, there is a lot of jobs, and we'll go through, you know, we'll just say a couple. But
yeah, curators, housekeepers, sous chefs, all kinds of things, building inspectors and surveyors and just some very interesting openings right now.
Is there any actual vacancies for inside Buckingham Palace?
Yes.
There is. Oh, right. Okay. But I just want to go, did you know, this is, so they've been residing there since 1837, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for this? Buckingham Palace has 775 rooms, including 19 staterooms, 52 royal guest bedrooms, 188 staff bedrooms, 92 offices, 78 bathrooms. The building is 108 meters long across the front, 120 meters deep, including the central quadrangle, and 24 meters high.
Wow.
Eh?
Yeah, there are. You can actually apply for a job right now with the royal family in housekeeping, and they'll set you up with your own room if you have always wanted to live in a palace and move. This may be your chance. I was noticing it was really interesting. There was like the Palace of Holyrood.
Holyrood House. Yeah. I think Scotland, the Holyrood House, I'm sure Scotland.
Right. And they need a summer visitor services assistant and a summer retail and administrative assistant. And then St. James Palace is looking for development events officer. Windsor Castle.
Kensington Palace.
Let me see. Windsor is looking for a senior operations engineer. There are several for Buckingham, just all kinds of things.
Can I just jump in? Can I tell you a fun fact about Windsor Castle?
Yeah.
I can't remember the year that it burnt down, but I was driving. We were younger and we'd been clubbing and one thing and another clubbing. And we decided, it came on the news that Windsor Castle was burning down. I think it was either Friday or Saturday, because we'd been in a club and I think we were heading off into London to continue partying. So we decided, it came on the news, and we decided we're going to drive down there. And we literally got inside. We're literally sitting on the bank around Windsor Castle while it burnt. There you go.
Wow.
Fun fact.
Wow.
There you go. So anyway, that's the fun fact. You carry on.
It looks like there are currently 12 different positions open in Buckingham Palace, but it could be hundreds of jobs within those 12 positions. There are 3 open in Windsor, 2 open in St. James Palace, and 2 open in the Palace of Holyrood House. So I just found that kind of an interesting connection, that it does look like there is some kind of major clean out happening in the royal family. And not only in the royal family, but in all over. In fact, we have good news here in America today that Victoria Nuland resigned. So adios, Vicky.
Can you just for people who don't know here in the UK who Victoria Nuland is, can you
Oh,
tell us who she
yeah.
is?
So Nuland left the State Department in January 2017. She has served under six presidents. But on January 24th, 2018, when she discovered that Donald Trump was coming in and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was in at that time, she described an exodus of career foreign service officials and dysfunction within the State Department. And she left with several others. So she was a major anti-Trumper from day one. And we're thrilled to see her go. What was so funny is that when Biden came in 2018, she came back. How convenient. So I just thought that was funny. She has served the last six presidents and didn't have an issue with any of them until Trump. That should tell you something. So, yeah, we're thrilled to see her gone. And I also saw it was funny where, today is Super Tuesday in the United States. It's our
Yeah,
primary.
can you tell everyone about Super Tuesday and what that's all about?
Certainly. So there are 16 states today that are voting in their primaries to decide who will run in November so that we can have our vote in November. So it's a big vote, but it's a preliminary vote, and it will really cast a good shadow on how things should look in November. So today's a big day, and we're expecting all 16 states to go to Trump. And then, of course, you've got all of your local elections as well. So this should be a really good day for Trump. It sounds like it.
We were
And I
talking
think.
earlier about the cyber attacks, weren't we? Because of, Facebook going down and everything.
Right.
I sent you the link.
Right.
I'm just going to refresh because this is great. I've linked it in the, I'll link it in the post so everyone can go and have a look. And it's a live map, and it shows you where the attacks are coming from and where they're going to, whether it's malware, whether it's phishing, or whether it's exploit. So at the moment, what I'm looking at this map is it's all exploit and it's all coming out of the states at the moment. It looks like mainly from Washington, to be fair, where it's coming from the map. A bit coming
Yeah.
from the UK, stuff coming over Oman, there's a bit, and in Israel. But there's, yeah.
We
But
did
I thought
have
there really would have been
apprehensions.
more. I thought there would have been more considering. What today
Right.
is, but if you when you look, you can you've got the top targeted countries, and this is what I wanted to bring up, which was the most interesting. So the top countries were Mongolia, Nepal, Angola, Indonesia, and Georgia. So those are the top targeted countries. But listen, top targeted industries. So what do you think would be number one?
Banking.
Nope.
What do we got?
Education.
Whoa.
The highest rate of attack per organization in the last day, and number one is education.
Wow.
That's telling, isn't it?
Isn't it? I would have thought banking or government.
Yeah, so would I. So it's the first, it's education, then government, and then healthcare.
Wow.
So those are the top three industries that are getting attacked cyber attacks.
Interesting.
So,
Well, on
yeah.
that note, on the outages, we all know Facebook was down for a while, and then Instagram was also down. X
Well,
was
Meta,
down.
that's the Meta, isn't it? They're both Meta.
Meta. Yeah, formerly, yeah, Facebook Meta, and then X, formerly Twitter. But
Well,
YouTube
X went down,
also.
did it? X went because Elon Musk
X
posted
went
a
down.
tweet because we don't, our servers don't go down.
Right. X went down. YouTube went down. Google went down. All of that happened this morning, and it was with their servers. So their servers went down. Also, speaking of money and just on, kind of cyber threats and whatever, it was interesting because Bitcoin today hit 69,000 and gold is up to $2,141 an ounce.
Wow.
So that's pretty incredible as well. Something, it looks like we are on the verge of a reset, ladies and gentlemen. And we've been expecting that. And it's very exciting.
Last 4 years.
And if you remember, in 2019, Q put out a post that highlighted the NSA's cybersecurity tool, Ghidra, Ghidra. I don't know why, but that's an interesting timing on that, and then the cyber threats and the, the money, everything that's happening. It's just very interesting timing on that. And so it makes me wonder if maybe we are about, I mean, we're literally witnessing, and we know that the fall of, all these this corruption. We're gonna watch it go down, but a new system has to come into place. So at the same time all this is falling, new things are being built, new things are going to be there to take the place, but just there, it's no time for fear, but we do need to be aware that these things are happening at the same time.
Yeah.
So you're gonna see some major
And
destruction.
we've also
And
got
then
BRICS. The BRICS nations are
there you
just,
go.
they're just soaring, absolutely
Yeah.
soaring. So I've got just a couple more stories. I've scrapped a couple because I want to focus on something and go into it a little bit deeply. An article today in Zero Hedge. Doritos have just hired a self-described paedophile as their brand ambassador. Oily GMO tortilla chip brand Doritos is facing widespread backlash after some genius within the Spanish arm of the company decided to hire a non-binary transgender person who appears to have previously endorsed paedophilia to sell its snacks. This transgender artist. Now, as soon as I saw the picture, I thought it was the same one who was putting the litter trays out, but it's not. That yellow color hair
I did
must be the
too. I
thing. It
right.
must be the thing. So this transgender, his name is Ivan Gonzalez Renedo, and when he dresses up as a woman, he goes by the name of Samantha Hudson. And been given the role of brand ambassador for Doritos. And it's a feature in a sponsored program called Crunch Talks. The clip was posted showing the person previously advocating the destruction and the annihilation of the traditional family. So this Samantha Hudson, or should I say Ivan, said, "I advocate for the destruction and for the annihilation of the traditional family." And also, he self-describes himself as a paedophile.
Well, there you go, Doritos. No more of you for us. We're done.
I
Thanks for
don't like them
telling us
anyway. They're
who you really
horrid.
are. Well, on top of that, if you didn't know already, stay away from processed foods.
Yes.
Stay away from Doritos. Stay away from anything that puts aborted human babies in your
Stay away
food.
from anything that isn't natural.
They're trying to make cannibals of you. And that's the truth.
Yes, the
Which
truth.
brings me to a real quick, and I know you're probably not even done with that, but
No, I am. That's all. I'm just saying. Look at, they didn't learn their lesson. They didn't see what happened to
right, with
Bud Light. Do you know what I
history.
mean? They, like, as Trump said,
Right.
though, there was a time a couple of years ago, it was everywhere, but last year, I didn't. It was obviously still everywhere, but companies weren't promoting it so in your face as they were the year before. So it's coming up to, I mean, I know every month is a gay pride month, week, day, hour, minute, century. But let's see how corporations are they going to go all and full in and in your face, or are they going to start? Are they learning the lesson? Clearly, Doritos haven't learned their lesson. Over to you,
right, Christine. Well, I just had pulled up Truth Social, and I'm looking at Julian's Rum, who I love. And he said, the ideal satanic society envisioned by Anton LaVey. Does this sound familiar? This is their plan. This is exactly their plan. And it doesn't matter, outside of trusting Jesus Christ and relying on him and the word of God and having a personal relationship with him, any other religion is going to lead you to this. So this is what he said. Another version of the satanic society envisioned by LaVey was the breeding of an elite people, superior in their creativity and nonconformity. These would live apart from the rest of the human herd, who would be relegated into ghettos, ideally space ghettos located on other planets. Isn't that adorable? So that's what they would like to do with you, is just treat you like cattle and get you out of the way. Or they really would prefer you're simply not here. Because
we know what they have planned, because they got it onto the Georgia Guidestones. Exactly. Everything's there, you know, and no one kind of would, you know, yeah, Georgia Guidestones, this is what they got. No one truly believed that it would happen like as quick as it did.
Yeah.
Because exactly what's happening. Go and read it. Reduce humanity. Bring in people from other ethnic backgrounds into the country to start stirring up the trouble. Hello. Everything is happening now. And it's been accelerated because patriots are in control.
That's right.
The patriots had to speed. Well, they did. They gave the deep state players these options. They had it all. And this, it must be something so big. Okay, yes, they're going to still grasp, you know, try and clench it, but it must have been so big when they had that. Well, that was it. There was no choice, was there? They had to do it. And they're to save maybe their family's name or something, a bit like as we said the other night about John McCain. So they're going to have to play this role in order to save their families. You know, a lot of them are probably already finished, and then we're just watching the movie. That's what I think.
Did you see? I absolutely love Javier Milei from Argentina. He literally went in, and this is what it's going to take, guys. It's just, you watch these warriors out there that are just standing toe to toe, nose to nose, eye to eye with the corrupt, and they're shutting them down. And he stood up, sent his military to shut down the national news agency in Argentina. They've got armed guards at their door. The building's been blocked off. They can't go to work. They all got a note that said, congratulations on your 7 days off. And he just shut them down, just shut down the propaganda machine, and would not allow them to go to work. And I love it. I absolutely love it. And then I saw in Texas, I've got family that have large ranches in Texas. And I don't know if you guys had heard about that huge wildfire there. It was really horrific.
No, I don't think so.
Hundreds of thousands of acres just scorched. It was a lot like the Maui fire.
Things like burned. Energy weapons, one t'other.
It was out of nowhere, and it was fast, and it was in the middle of the night. Like, there was a lot of stuff going on. It was just really bizarre. It came so close to our family's farm and ranch that they thought for sure they would lose the cattle. They didn't. They were able to save everything, but everybody around them, and we were all praying, but there's just been so much loss. There's been loss of life. There's been so much loss. So pray for everyone that's in the aftermath of those. That it's just horrific. They're calling it a wildfire. These things are not wild. I believe that they are man-made, and they are controlled, not in a good way. So anyway, yeah, that's what I had. And I think that pretty much is all I had today.
So I found a channel ages and ages ago, well, about 6, 7 months ago, called Growing Up in Scientology. And the guy who presents it, he's great. He's really easy to watch, really likable. And he was born into Scientology. His whole family were. He had an awakening and he started a podcast. And basically telling people what Scientology and that it is actually a cult. And more people who had left Scientology started opening up channels. You've got Scientology Life After a Cult, Growing Up in Scientology. You've got a girl called Lara who was shockingly abused. A guy called Serge as well, a young guy called Serge. Shocking. And these they thing is with the Scientology, they've all at one point, they spend all this money to do these courses to go further and further. They don't watch the TV. Young children, they do everything about auditing. So every Scientologist has to be audited and they have to sit down and very deep personal questions are being asked. So, but it could be a 9-year-old child auditing a 50-year-old man asking about things. And this old man may be talking about masturbation, talking about this. This is, it's really dark. They do traffic children. People spend all of their money on all these courses. The amount of stars that are in there, some a lot of closeted stars. Anywho, you've got all these young kids around Hollywood doing like the live streaming. Well, they ended up hooking up with some of the people at Scientology and learning about it. And they couldn't believe what was going on. So they were learning and they were going out with the ex-Scientologists to protest Scientology. They've done some amazing stuff. There's a great, they're so, it's so watchable. And these young kids, they're not Scientologists, but they've now teamed up. So there's a big team outside the main Scientology building. They've shut down one of the main buildings. No one really goes in there anymore. Scientology does all sorts of dirty tricks with them, calling the police, the LA police. Wow. No wonder people hate the police. Because these young guys, they are live streaming, they are getting assaulted by people being paid by the Scientologists to assault these young kids, you know, and the ex-Scientologists. They're live streaming
The
on film. The
police are
police.
actually assaulting the protesters.
Yes, but the thing is, Scientology will call the police over anything, and the police are there within 2 minutes. Young Jessica, who's one of the young girls live streaming, she got assaulted, she got hit round the face. No police. She had to phone up after 2 hours. Nothing. So these guys are out there every day. They've been closing down restaurants. They've now closed. Well, they're now outside a restaurant called La Pubelle, which the owner was a close friend of Danny Masterson, who was in that 70s show with Ashton Kutcher, who Ashton Kutcher wrote the letter, you know, bigging him up to the judge. And this guy's accused of raping about 20 Scientology women. He's now in jail for life and he's getting moved all about. And it's quite funny because the ex-cons now who do YouTube channels are now talking about Danny Masterson. And so they're learning about the Scientology protest. So this thing is just growing. More and more people are understanding this religion is a dangerous cult, right? And
It
it's
really is.
interesting listening to the ones. One of the girls, she's Life After a Cult. She's not out there on the street, but she reports everything, all the drama, because drama's going on every night. And she said, you know, it was really hard. She sat there one day watching someone talk about what was going on, and she just looked at her new partner because once you leave Scientology, your family are never allowed to have any contact with you again.
You're totally shunned. It and
These
it's
people are brainwashed, and their whole families never see each other again. One of the girls, Lara, saw her dad standing at the door, and it was very emotional because Lara had been very, very abused. But anywho, so that's what's going on. So this woman who owns La Pubelle, she wrote letters supporting Danny Masterson. She even continued to support him after the trial. She attended it. some of the women, I know one definitely was drugged in that restaurant and then she was taken back and raped. So they're outside warning people going in that it's a cult. Yes, they're shouting, but it's free speech. They're on the pavement. They're shouting. They're not being violent. You know, it's people. Some people are listening. Some people get very angry. Kids have been punched. Lads have been punched in the face. LAPD end up arresting the protesters, even though the video's there. Well, it started now to get a bit more serious than just the police coming and arresting the protesters. Two nights ago, one of the young girls, Jessica, she'd had her toe card, her car towed. Clearly, it's because of what she was doing. She'd bought her whatever licenses she needed. The system hadn't updated. It was only like a day or so if it was due. And no one gets, she got, her car got impounded. $800, I think it ended up costing her. Well, after that, her and one of the other, three of the other live streamers were going to go to friends to chill out. They pull up. As they pull up, the helicopters are circling overhead. Next thing, 11 police cars come flying in, guns drawn. They were told to get out the car, lay down on the floor. They were handcuffed. They were down there for over 45 minutes. And when you hear the police trackers, because Jessica played the video after and she played what the reports were going through the police back and forth across the mics, that a call had come in that a young blonde girl had started shooting up in a party of 300 people, waving a gun around and taking hostages at gunpoint. They'd gone around to friends. There was like three other people there.
They got swatted.
They got swatted. Now, can you imagine if the one kids, they're there and they've got their phones in their hand. This is getting dangerous. These are just young.
This is very dangerous. Yeah. Listen.
It's bad. And this is all with the roots of Scientology. They are, you know, it's shocking. It's absolutely disgusting. And that woman at the restaurant, she would tell her clientele to go out and start winding up or getting aggressive with the protesters. So they've got a reason they can call them the police on them. And a lot of people turned around and said, we're not doing that. And they came out and told the protesters. And when people realised who she was, people were getting turned away. But a lot of people go in there kind of laughing and like joking. And yeah, they're mocking rape. They're mocking rape. They're mocking trafficking of children.
Yeah.
And where's Shelley Miscavige, the head of... a head of Scientology, David Miscavige, his wife hasn't been seen in, I think, I don't know, 2 years.
Wow.
So people just have a look at Scientology and look at what these young people are doing, raising awareness, and they're waking up as well because they're waking up to, you know, different Hollywood stars and they're on this path because they're in California. They were probably pretty woke. They're going out to look at, you know, follow the stars, really, live streaming. And then they came on to the Scientologists. And this is the cause that they want to go and film. And they get it, they've got it all documented and they're doing everything right. And luckily there's a lad called Streets LA and apparently he's huge. He just follows the police around. He stands up for people. Now, you don't talk to him. I can't believe the way he talks to the police. Can't believe it. But he stands up and lets people know their rights. No, you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that. So he's also now in with this crowd in Hollywood. So that everybody's learning.
And so that's the key. That is the key. That's how you take your power back.
Yeah.
You have to learn. So when we first wake up, we all feel completely lost. You feel like you're in some alternate reality. You cannot believe that this is not the world you have lived in your whole life, but it's not. It's nothing like what you thought it was. And it takes a minute when you wake up to kind of stay awake because it's easy to get right back into your normal self and block it all out. You can't do that. And that's why we're talking to you every day. That's why we're bringing the news every day. Because there are so many issues that affect so many of us on so many fronts, right? And I love that you're in the UK and I'm here in the States and you hear things that are happening here. Oh, it needed to be said and it's important The deal, and that's my whole point. Everybody is on their own path to truth. There are some bumps in the road. There is misinformation out there. There is disinformation out there. It takes some time to find your true north and your true center and truth. But the easiest path to that is the truth. And the truth is Jesus. He is the truth, the way and the life, and he will not lead you wrong.
I must agree with her.
So
I must
if
agree. I
you
found it.
it, that's it, all roads eventually will lead you to Jesus. A lot of people, just before they wake up, find New Age because it's love and it's light, and that's what they're seeking.
And anything goes, really.
God is love. God is light. And they are trying to make that in themselves. And New Age leads you to self-God. You're not a God. You are a creation. You were created in the image of God Almighty. He literally laid down in the earth and made an imprint of himself when he made Adam. Adam was literally cast from the body of God. God made a cast of his own image in the earth. He covered that for 3 days. He came back and uncovered it and called Adam up out of the grave.
Christine, can I
Yes,
go
ma'am.
back to when we did a show once and I asked you a question and you took it another way and didn't realize
The
that
two
what I was.
Adams, the two
So I when
Adams.
I said to you the two creation stories, you were thinking I meant John chapter one
Yes,
and
yes.
Genesis. I'm talking about the two creation stories in Genesis.
I gotcha. Genesis 1 is a quick recap. Genesis 2 is the detail of how
But
that
there aren't
happened.
two Adams then, because the first one, Eve was
No.
made, he made a woman and man. And the second one, Eve was made from his rib.
It's all the same. It's the
Okay.
same story, but chapter 2 goes into deeper detail. So he's retelling the same story, but he's giving you more information in chapter 2. So it's like the first chapter of Genesis gives you a quick synopsis of how and when everything was created. The second chapter of Genesis goes into more of the actual creation of man because it is so important.
And with
Because we are made
sorry,
in his image.
okay.
And so when God made Adam and he brought him up, and then he had him name all the animals and everything, and then he said, "You need a helpmate." And so he put Adam in a sleep and he took one of his ribs and he made Eve. He took a rib from Adam so that she's under his arm and protected and walks beside him. Your husband should be your protection and your covering. That's his job, is to cover and protect you and take care of you. You come from his side. You are his support. You are there to stand with him and to support him and to guide, help him be strong. That's why we come from the rib. We are the support of the family, right? So
Thank
God knows what he's doing, and you are
you.
all wonderful creations of God, and you are loved. And God created us because he wanted a family. And when you accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you get brand new DNA. You get brand new blood. His blood runs through your veins. Your everything is made new. The old man dies, and a new man is created in you. And from that moment forward, you're living for Christ, not yourself.
Thank
So
you.
that's why the Bible says you die to yourself every day and you live for Him. You have to learn to get out of the way and let Jesus live through you. So it's not about what we want. It's not about our desires. It's about His desire for others and how we can serve Him. And that's really what it's all about. And at this time, the world needs love. The world needs
really
light.
Does.
The world needs Jesus. We need each other.
It
We
does.
need to stand firm and unite. And as the body of Christ, and we need to rise up as warriors in the faith and stand strong in your faith. When you see something wrong, stand righteously for what's right. Don't just walk by it and ignore it. Stand up and say something. We've got to use our voice. That's where our power is. So it's time to rise up. Please share this message with everybody. Share it. Share it with a friend that may not be quite awake yet. Share it with some people that are just waking up and need some truth and want to know who they can trust. Because we don't come at this lightly. We do our research. Our hearts are in the right place. We are genuinely trying to bring people the truth in love. And we love to add some humor to it because it gets a little heavy sometimes. And we get that.
But well, I'm going to go into something heavy because I'm just going to just go over a little bit of Diddy news, if that's all right.
Yeah,
before
perfect.
we close off, because that was sounding like we'll come back in a minute. I just want to get this Diddy news out of the way. So things are racking up for Diddy. They really are. People are kind of abandoning him everywhere. We've got all of these new court cases. He's now been called into him and his son called in and being mentioned and allegedly mentioned that he was involved in a shooting. And I'm just going to get it up so I've got all the information. Sorry, I was so engrossed with what Christine was talking about.
Yeah, that's okay. Is that the shooting at the Chalice Studios, I believe?
Yeah, which are his studios, aren't they? Because, they're mentioned in the court documents, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, so this is where they were having an argument and had gone, had left the studio and gone outside to a bathroom, and Little Rod was standing outside the bathroom. The three of them, G and Diddy and his son, went into the bathroom fighting. Somebody shot him, shot G. And go ahead. You've probably got your story.
Well, I'm just here now, so this has just come up, literally. Apparently, Usher is in Bali visiting Russell Simmons. Now, I think Russell Simmons there's been allegations made about him. I'm dubious. Maybe you can have a look while I'm just going through this post.
I'll check it.
Because this is the latest. Some reports may say, he's at a spiritual report, a retreat, apparently. But what they do not mention is that Simmons is facing the same charges that Diddy is accused of.
Four women have accused Simmons of rape in incidents spanning from 1983 to 1996, with five other women describing episodes of sexual misconduct, some as early as 2016.
And they're saying this visit comes at a weird time, considering Usher's named in the lawsuit of Rodney Jones. So why would he go there? He's not stupid.
Right.
He's not stupid. He knows what allegations have been made. He's already been linked to Diddy. So why would he go over to visit Russell Simmons?
That's weird.
Very weird.
Yeah.
Very weird. So there's that. And that's really it. So the court cases are continue. Allegations keep pouring in. They're still looking for them to name the other victim. Sorry, my son's just come in and completely put me off. So yes, things are heating up. And it appears apparently that P. Diddy is trying to get rid of legal liabilities. Rapper Meek Mill got into a car wreck last week. And he's also been accused of doing also, along with it, is it Kid Cudi? Kid Cudi?
I think so.
He actually confirmed Diddy was the one who caused a car to explode. So to do with, yeah, it's to do Kid Cudi, I think. Kid Cudi, my son's correcting me. Kid Cudi, I think, was seeing Kim Porter, maybe. Or maybe one of those. And he made some statement that he was going to blow the car up. And then a week later, Kid Cudi's car blew up. So, I don't know what's going on. I don't know why Diddy didn't settle with Rodney Jones.
Yeah. You know what? That whole thing. I really think that case is going to blow up so big.
There's going to be so many more names, especially when it brings Jay-Z in. You know, it's coming because Diddy said he will bury everybody. And especially as they've abandoned him, they cancelled the annual like brunch that they put on, but they specifically cancelled it because they wouldn't know how to turn Diddy down if he turned up. So they've abandoned him. So he's going to bury them as well as who knows who.
Yeah. And it's just, I mean, it's so funny the way they do this because they trap themselves.
Yeah.
And there have been prophecies, so many prophecies that says they walk into their own traps. They continue to walk into the traps that they've set for others. So they all have these trap houses, literally, where they bring people in to blackmail them. There's hidden cameras everywhere. They have underage girls and boys and whatever you want, any kind of candy, any kind of drink, any kind of sex, any kind of anything you want right here. Dangle that carrot. They get you in there. You do something stupid or they do something stupid to you and then photograph you or video you looking like you're doing something stupid and they've got you.
There's the one thing I do struggle with. I'm gonna be totally honest. So any other human being who had allegations that Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, the list goes on, right? The industry, these people are still walking around. Now, I know they're playing the longer game.
Right.
But there's got to be a point where I know that they're doing it because people just won't believe it. But if they have that evidence originally, but then it's all to do with the Supreme judges. But the difference, any person who made one crime, they're banged up in jail. And these people, they get off. They still walk around. Huma Abedin. Okay, Weena was doing all those disgusting, like, texting with a 13-year-old girl. He got what? He probably got 7 months. He's probably out in two.
Yeah, yeah. And everything's connected. Like, all of, they've got the, through the
they're
secret
still
societies.
Walking around.
Well, because through the secret societies, they control the police.
Yeah,
they
judiciary,
control the
yeah.
politics. They control the education system. They control all seven mountains of the churches. They control everything.
I tell you who's been vacant recently. I don't know if you saw, do you remember when the Hunter Biden, when it first came out with all of the photos that dropped, you had the Malia Obama credit card with Coke all over. You had Malia Obama's backside in there, her in the toilets. But you also had Lady Gaga walking around half naked, if you remember, smoking a crack pipe behind Hunter. Numerous photos of her with the crack pipe and with Hunter. But have you noticed she hasn't been, I haven't seen anything of her.
There's a whole lot of people you haven't seen anything of in years.
Yeah.
In years. Most of Hollywood.
Well, she won that Oscar. Well, did she win that Oscar? Yeah, she did. But there's been nothing, absolutely nothing of Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
That I can think of.
I don't know.
That's just one to ponder on. That's one to ponder on. Well, I think that is it for the night. I bet Christine's just finding something on Lady Gaga. I bet you are.
Well, I actually am going to, I'm just going to end on the best news of the day. Just yesterday was March 4th, and I have had that in my spirit for so long. God's just been telling me March 4th, March 4th. And I'm like, what's happening on March 4th? And then obviously March 4th, like keep doing what you're doing, right? So March 4th, Trump won that Supreme Court battle 9-0. So yesterday, when that went down, our Supreme Court ruled to stand for our Constitution. And the left is melting down so big right now. The media is cracking me up. Like, you could see real crocodile tears live in real time. People trying to explain the lies that they've been telling for years on how this was the death knell in his coffin. This was it. This was the one that was going to take him out for sure. And obviously, that didn't happen. So it is so funny to me how everything turned on a dime yesterday. You had that. You had all of, you just know, you can feel it in the atmosphere that everything turned.
Yeah.
And now you've got other nations saying, hey, we still want to be your friend. Do you? Okay. Okay. So it's funny to see the whole world suddenly sit up and go, oh, he's definitely coming back. And you know it. He's definitely coming back.
Okay.
And
So, sorry.
I literally think we're just witnessing this reset. And I think that all the bad that you see happening and everybody falling, I think at the same time, like I said, there's just something good, bigger good than bad happening at the same time. So don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. Just know God's got this. We win. God won. And so do we.
So I need to just bring this in. This is weird. So I Googled Lady Gaga, like latest in the last week. I've just sent you, I think I sent you a photo on Messenger and I'm going to put it in the post.
Okay.
No, I haven't. No, I haven't. Okay. So this photo, I don't see any resemblance to Lady Gaga, but also the article where this photo's come from. Let me just get that back up. You just need to hear this. So the headline of the article, the Born This Way songstress who hinted that she's been writing new songs, makes social media users believe that she's giving a clue with her fresh appearance. And it's dated March the 6th, 2024.
You're kidding. Today's the 5th.
Yeah.
That's today's the 5th and it's dated March 6th.
And I'm just trying to see what country, but this country, it's an American article. It is an American, it's an American company. So when they write the article, that means all their dates must be completely wrong.
Uh-huh.
That's weird. And we've also got, there's a Taylor Swift one marked here for the 6th.
Really?
Maybe they shouldn't have pressed, maybe they should have scheduled it to go out on May the 6th and they've pressed, I don't know. But I don't think, I don't know. To me, I've sent, did you see the picture?
I did, yeah. And yeah, I'm.
Is it her?
It looks like her on adrenochrome, maybe.
I don't know. She's a disgusting individual. Anyway, that's it for tonight. We will be back tomorrow. Super Tuesday is tonight. So America's like, I think everybody knows.
Don't vote.
Yeah, everyone's got to get out and vote. Everyone has to get out and vote. Don't just think that everyone else is going to do it because you know what happened last time. You know what happened last time. So you've got to do it. You vote. So the votes are too big that they won't be able to manage. They won't be able to do what they did last time. But what I'm going to quickly do is just have a look at the live cyber threats and just see if anything has changed since we came on. No, still a lot of activity coming out of France at the moment. So France is being is sending them all out, and America's sending a lot out and hitting around the Belarus-Germany area. So I put a link to this live cyber threat map. It might be worth, keeping it to hand on your browser to have a look what's going on. And also, let's see if it the top targeted industries are still going to be education over the next couple of days.
Interesting.
That's it then. LibertyTactics.co.uk. Any good stories, email us. If there's anybody out there who can do a bit of video editing, there's a little template that's there. It's just I really can't stay up till 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. It's starting to drain me. So if there's anyone who wants to come and give us a hand, not every night, just even once or twice a week would help. All we can offer you is our love and us. And we're getting there. We're
Be part of the
relaunching.
team.
Part of the team, exactly. That's it for tonight. So we will be back tomorrow. Hopefully, Catherine will join us, and maybe Jason might grace us with his
What's
presence.
wrong,
I know he's.
Jason? Where you been, Noda?
Well, he's doing his flat up. He's having walls put in. He's got his sons round there, and he'd had to have the electrics off, and he had to move the sofa out, and he was sitting on a deck chair. So hopefully, the flat's nearly done, and he may be back tomorrow. But
Good
he
deal.
certainly will, and so will Kat.
Keep our farmers in your prayers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All farmers as well. All farmers.
Definitely.
That's it. God bless everybody.
Thanks, guys.